exalting truths known as the doctrines of grace. Though they differed in secondary matters of theology, they stood shoulder to shoulder in embracing these biblical teachings that magnify the sovereign grace of God in salvation. These spiritual leaders upheld the foundational truth that salvation is of the Lord. Psalms chapter 3 verse 8, Jonah chapter 2 verse 9. Any survey of church history reveals that those who have embraced these reformed truths have been granted extraordinary confidence in their God. Far from paralyzing these spiritual giants, the doctrines of grace kindled within their hearts a reverential awe for God that humbled their souls before his throne. The truths of divine sovereignty emboldened these men to rise up and advance the cause of Christ on the earth. With an enlarged vision for the expansion of his kingdom upon the earth, they stepped forward boldly to accomplish the work of 10, even 20 men. They arose with wings like eagles and soared over their times. The doctrines of grace empowered them to serve God in their divinely appointed hour of history, leaving a godly inheritance for future generations. This Long Line of Godly Men Profiles series highlights key figures in the age-long procession of these sovereign grace men. The purpose of this series is to explore how these significant figures used their God-given gifts and abilities to impact their times and further the work of Christ. Because they were courageous followers of the Lord, their examples are worthy of emulation today. This volume focuses on the man who is regarded as most responsible for re-establishing expository preaching in major parts of the church in the 21st century, Martin Lloyd-Jones. This soul-arresting expositor, who ministered in Westminster Chapel, London, reintroduced a new generation to the Puritans, the Great Awakening, and Reformed theology. It was Lloyd-Jones who revitalized biblical preaching in a day when pulpits throughout England had become dry as dust. The doctor stood in his strategic pulpit and preached with a spiritual force that had been long absent in the church. Lloyd-Jones stands as an example of what God can do through a man who honours and heralds his word. He is worthy of our consideration in the pages that follow. Before we proceed, I want to thank the publishing team at Reformation Trust for their commitment to this Long Line of Godly Men Profiles series. I remain thankful for the ongoing influence of my former professor and current friend Dr. R.C. Sproul. I must also express my gratitude to Chris Larson, who is so instrumental in overseeing this series. I want to thank Kevin Gardner for his editing of this work. Moreover, I am indebted to the staff of One Passion Ministry.